And we're back once again. I did the voice, but we're going to roll with it. Anyway, we're back at it again with some Marvel recasting. We switched it up a little bit how we're doing things. We're not going to go movie by movie. We each picked three characters that we wanted to recast. And we each have a candidate to be that character.
All right, let's jump right in.
Let's hop. Let's just get right
into it. Let's get right to it. Let's do it. Okay, so Jaden, introduce us. Should we go with his people first?
No, we're just going to do each one at a time. We don't know what to do each person at a time. Mick, tell us the guy you want to do. Go.
Start off. I want to go start with Scarlet Witch.
Okay.
Okay.
I'm going to go first with Scarlet Witch because I'm not that happy with my Scarlet Witch. I just thought we needed to get her in, so I put her in because I didn't have anybody. Margot Robbie.
Okay.
I mean,
terrible.
Probably not going to stick, but
not great.
Jay Law would be better for her out of the people that you've picked before.
But I already used her.
I know. But
what do you got?
For Scarlet Witch, you guys probably had never heard of her before. She's in a movie called Last Night in Soho. Mm-hmm. Her name is Thomasin McKenzie. She plays this younger. A lady who like gets obsessed with this character from the past. She's also in the movie Eileen that just came out, and she has this very, very, very like weird little voice, and I think that voice would go well with the witch character. So I could see her as like starting off kind of, you know, mean, and then, you know, a nice side of her, and then a stronger, more powerful side of her too.
Does she know? Are you sure her name is not Mackenzie Thomasin?
I thought it was Thomasin McKenzie.
I mean, that's just a weird name. Yeah, it is. It's kind of a joke. I know who she is.
Okay. Have you seen that movie?
I don't like her for Scarlet
Witch. Last Night in Soho is a really good movie.
She's not...
Anya Taylor-Joy could be a good...
She's not tough enough. She's not tough enough.
That was my biggest concern about her, is you never see her really as a strong, powerful...
I had two that I really wanted to do for Scarlet Witch, but I ended up going with Aubrey Plaza.
Interesting. I'm not as big an Aubrey Plaza fan as you guys are.
I think she is a good actress. I think that she could play is kind of nice, but also kind of evil sort of
character. She can definitely play evil and depressing. And
who was your other one?
Stephanie Beatrice.
I don't see either one of those, not really.
I don't mind Aubrey Plaza, though.
I don't know. I
don't like yours.
I can't see her taking on a superhero role at all. She'd say superhero movies are dumb.
But did
I'm not
you
playing see, some stupid witch.
But did you see that? Did you see Elizabeth Olsen taking on a superhero role?
Well, I mean obviously you can now because she is.
Yeah, I mean like
that. That's what makes it difficult. They're actors, actresses. You have to give them the chance.
Right, and that's also the thing about Scarlet Witch is that she's not like super like active and movie aroundy. She's very focused on like her character and like floating and like doing magic.
Yeah, I just don't see Aubrey Plaza as physical, doing the physicalness of it.
Yeah, I don't either.
But there isn't much of that. It's all about mental powers.
I also know that you like Aubrey Plaza and you're trying to find her a spot, which I get.
I think Aubrey Plaza is more of a who's Jane Foster's intern?
Darcy.
I think she's more of a Darcy.
Or MJ. She's too old to be MJ.
Yeah, I mean, she's too old probably for both of them, but I mean, she's like 40. Aubrey Plaza by now. She's like 38.
All right, so let's wait on her and
we'll come back. We'll circle around her.
We'll see if we can come up with something with her. All right, Black Panther. I went with a Rochester guy.
Who'd you go with?
Tay Diggs. Mick, if you don't know who he is, look him up.
He's probably too old. He's got to be in his 50s.
He's like
40. Right?
Yeah, but he doesn't look it. He doesn't look it.
Too old.
He's got the look that
I think. Is he a good enough actor?
He's in a lot of stuff, but wasn't he more of a model?
Yeah, he was more of a model. I think he was in, I think he was a piano player in Chicago, right? Didn't he play like a bunch of.
Yeah, yep. He's a Rochester guy.
I didn't know that.
I mean, he wasn't born in Rochester. He was born in New Jersey, but he grew up in Rochester. Yeah, he grew up in Rochester.
I would like to go next.
Okay, go ahead.
Go for it.
You guys, I told you guys one character, one person, and I switched it last
second. Okay, good, because I don't like John Boyega as Black Mesa.
John Boyega's terrible.
I thought he was okay.
You don't have to say terrible to all of JD's
picks. You're right. But okay. he is.
And I decided to go with, you're not going to know him until I tell you what he's been in, Nkuti Gatwa. I think I'm pronouncing his name right. Nkuti Gatwa. He is the new Doctor Who.
Oh, I haven't seen any Doctor Who yet.
I haven't seen any episodes, but I hear he's good.
Okay. I mean, I'm all for it. See, that's another thing is some of these characters, like I mentioned it before.
How do you spell his? Oh, I see him.
Jaden and I touched on this a little bit when we were talking about the Zelda movie, how they have an advantage because they actually see actors and some no-named actors who come in and actually fill some of those roles.
Right.
And I almost feel like you'd have to replace Chadwick Boseman with a no-name. Just because it's such a big role and it's a huge, and it's hard to, you know, see him replaced by another like big time actor, and like Superman, you know, he wasn't the main title, you know, he wasn't the name actor in the movie. It was they plugged Gene Hackman and Marlo Brandon before Christopher Reeve, you know what I mean? And they would do the same thing with Zelda, and I almost think you have to do the same thing with Black Panther if you're going to recast him now. You have to cast a no name, an up and coming star who's got some serious.
Yeah, I like Jaden's guy.
Well, don't call him no names. A little dickish.
Well, I mean, but they did
an
the
unknown,
same thing.
An unknown.
Unknown. Okay. They did the same thing with Star Wars. John Boyega and Daisy Ridley. No one knew those two.
Right. All right.
Know?
Yeah, I mean, I agree with that. But for our purposes, it's hard.
Right. For recasting purposes, we don't know these.
We don't get to
stars.
Sit and watch. You know, audition tapes. All right. Who did you?
Maybe we can do that. Let's hold a casting call for replacements for Chadwick. But see how many people show up, and then when they get here, just say, "Okay, you know we're not really making you Black Panther, right?"
Who did you have?
Just come in and audition for him, but you're not actually going to get the role. Have you ever seen Bridgerton?
My wife has.
Reggae Jean Page.
Paul O'Neill watches it.
Does he?
Yeah.
Reggae Jean Page. He's very tall. He's sophisticated. He was in Dungeons and Dragons too. I think
I know who he is.
I think he's really really good looking, and I think he's got the sophistication of a king. You know,
but
as a leader.
I don't think tall and sophisticated really works as the superhero part.
Well, I think if you train him up a little bit, then it could work. I mean, he definitely has leadership qualities, and he has that, you know.
Okay. So, okay, my vote is for Jaden's guy.
I mean, again,
Nkuti Igawa.
It's too hard to replace Chadwick Boseman at this point. I mean, everybody knows him and love him. Even Disney didn't want to replace him. They just had to come up with a new... Right, so...
I mean, we can't replace Tony Stark either.
No, I know. Right?
Nkuti Igawa.
I don't know him enough, but I'll go with it because...
I still like Taye Diggs, but... you're probably right that you don't know if he can carry a movie enough with his acting chops. So
yeah, I don't.
All
think
right, Phil,
he
you
could.
Tell us who you.
I would like to see who you guys came up with for Captain Margo or Captain Marvel.
Okay, my Captain Marvel. Jaden, okay. You're going to have to look her up because you don't probably know who she is. Blake Lively.
Oh no, I know who she is. Brian Reynolds' wife.
Yeah,
that's not a bad pick.
That's not a bad pick at all.
Great pick.
That is a very good pick.
I think my pick is better, but you know.
Let's hear it.
Go for it.
Charlize Theron.
I almost used her.
She's
for that.
In the MCU now. She's playing a Doctor Strange person.
Is she really?
She came in. She was in an after credit scene for Multiverse of Madness.
Oh,
she's already in.
Okay, she would have been good though.
Okay, she would have
been
good.
You go, and I'll go. I'll find the name of my second choice.
Okay, Jaden brought this person up for, I think, Scarlet Witch, right? I think Margot Robbie would be a pretty good Captain Marvel.
I brought her up for Black Widow.
Oh, I'm sorry. That's what I said. What did I say?
You said Scarlet Witch.
Oh, okay. I meant Scarlett Johansson.
Scarlett Johansson. I do the same thing.
I think Margot Robbie would be a better Captain Marvel than a Natasha.
I think Margot Robbie would be better as Scarlet Witch.
I don't.
Because she's too old for Scarlet Witch.
Margot Robbie is the same age as Caitlin Olsen. I bet you. I bet you she's younger.
I don't know.
Okay, I'll let you guys bring.
Do you
that,
do you know? Up. Hold on. Going back to Scarlet Witch for a second. Do you know about the like deep friendship Elizabeth Olsen and Aubrey Plaza have. I think. No. Because they do.
Okay.
They're close friends, I think.
They were in a movie together.
Why
they
are
were
you
in
talking
a,
about
they
that?
They were in a Hulu
because
movie
I think because Aubrey Plaza is my choice for Scarlet Witch.
Oh.
They have some sort of psychic link.
Margot Robbie is 33.
Okay.
And who else are we looking at?
Elizabeth Olsen.
Elizabeth Olsen is 32. But here's the difference. When the movie started, we have to go with Margot Robbie today. So, you know, but we're going with Elizabeth Olsen, what, 10 years ago when she first debuted?
Okay.
So maybe Margot Robbie 10 years ago, but we're not doing that. You know what I mean?
Well, we don't have a Scarlet Witch.
All right. Well,
I think Aubrey Plaza is better than Margot Robbie.
I don't think Margot Robbie fits very good into a superhero to me. She's too, I don't know. Okay.
Who did we just do?
We just did Black Panther. Oh, no, Captain Marvel.
Captain Marvel.
I think Blake Lively's the winner.
I agree.
Can I throw Margot Robbie better? Can I throw my second option into the mix?
You're not supposed to do that, but okay.
But because I did it wrong.
Okay.
Anna Taylor-Joy.
I thought of her, too.
Captain Marvel?
She's awfully skinny, but I did think of her.
How about her for Scarlet Witch?
She could be either one. Maybe more Scarlet Witch, because she's got...
I can see her as Scarlet Witch.
She's got an untraditional look.
Yeah.
Like, we were talking about casting the live-action Zelda movie. She would be a great
Zelda.
Princess Zelda. So I think she would be more of a Scarlet Witch.
She could be a Scarlet Witch. Let's put her down for our...
Okay. Anya Taylor-Joy. I can get on board with her.
Okay, let me tell you
Anya.
What. I'm going to go Star-Lord.
Okay.
You guys, are you ready for this?
All right. Do you want me to just get mine out of the way?
No, I'm going to tell you who my Star-Lord is.
Okay.
And you're going to be shocked. But just think about it. Consider it. Think about some of the other things that he's done.
Mm-hmm.
Daniel Radcliffe.
I honestly really like that. I'm into that.
I could see him in the MCU, but maybe not as Star-Lord.
Oh, come on. He's got that little bit of that.
He's got that sort of sarcastic.
He can play that
him.
Dumb thing, right. too. He did that in that other movie where he's playing the god guy.
I like him. I like him better than mine, I'll say. But I'm going to put mine out there.
Okay.
I have Ben Stiller.
We're definitely he's too old.
We just love our Ben Stiller, don't we, guys?
He's too old.
But I think he'd do a good job at
He
it.
Could be. He could
Maybe
be.
Back in the day. Because, I mean...
He is too old.
He is old. That's why I like Daniel Radcliffe better.
Mm-hmm.
One thing Ben Stiller's never gotten credit for is he's pretty ripped.
Yeah, he's not bad.
Like, if you look at Something About Mary, he wears some tighter shirts. He looks like he's pretty jacked.
Most guys around movies get themselves
mess some people up.
Who do you got for Star-Lord?
I have two people from one show who I think
could
play.
You
can only do one.
I think I like the idea of Glenn Howerton because I know he was up for the role at one point.
Are you going to say Charlie Day?
No, the other one. Rob McElhenney.
Rob McElhenney.
Could do a good job of playing Star-Lord, especially since he got all ripped. Because he's obviously very smart, but he does a good job of playing a dumb character.
So I kind of thought that, but then I thought... If we're gonna do Rob McElhenney, let's just do Charlie Day. I think Charlie Day could be great.
He might be in the MCU as more of a goofier character.
I think he can do it.
So who are we going with? Let's come on.
God, if we put all these stones together, then we can definitely get back and change the snap.
Daniel Radcliffe is the
winner. I think Daniel Radcliffe.
I don't like Daniel Radcliffe at all as Star-Lord.
You got.
I mean, but if I'm getting outvoted,
dude, you got to think of him in like. Like how he, I mean, you got to write him down if we got two votes for Daniel Radcliffe. I mean, if we come up with somebody else better, we can, but. All right, Jaden, who do you want to do now?
Let's do Pepper Potts.
Okay. Phil?
This was my Anne Hathaway.
Okay.
That's not bad. She's a great.
That's not bad. Annie Hathaway's?
Annie Hathaway's, though?
I think she'd be a great Pepper Potts.
She wouldn't be bad. Let me tell you mine. Emily Blunt.
Yeah, okay. Also good.
Okay.
That's good, right? Emily Blunt would be a really good Pepper Potts.
Listen, but here, I got an idea I'm psyched out of my mind about.
Giggling. <Okay. this. laughs>
Jennifer Aniston.
Winner. Winner, winner, chicken dinner. Jennifer Aniston is Pepper Potts more so than what's her face? Gwyneth Paltrow. even I'm saying Jennifer Aniston now.
Yeah,
like, you know what I mean?
Absolutely.
Jennifer Aniston is perfect.
I think all three would do well. I'm very happy with Jennifer Aniston, though.
Jennifer Aniston is great.
She could be a very good Pepper Potts.
She would be great Pepper Potts.
You guys, I like your guys' picks, though.
Okay, Phil?
I only have one left, right?
Well, just tell us who you want to talk about.
Who do you want
to do? I did.
Just tell us anybody.
Go. I want to hear your guys' Ant-Man, because you guys are going to hate mine.
All right. I'd like to do my Ant-Man last.
Okay.
You're going to hate mine,
Jaden,
too.
You go ahead.
Jaden's going to do Ben Schwartz.
Yeah, I'm putting Ben Schwartz up for Ant-Man.
I could get on board with that.
Listen.
I could really get on board with him.
I mean...
Listen, I don't think you give him his acting enough credit.
Dude, he's more like Luis or whatever. Luis.
No.
He could be Ant-Man's buddy, right? Like,
but come on.
That guy could play Luis, Ant-Man's buddy. That's where I'm going to put Ben.
Because Ant-Man... Ben. No, because Ant-Man's a criminal, right?
Right.
So I could see Ben Schwartz being like stupid, you know, trying.
Dude, I got my Ant-Man.
Thinking he could get away with some shit.
No, because
you know?
All I can see of Ben Schwartz is stupid, though. And Ant-Man is smart. But it's hard for me
to
picture Ben
Schwartz. I have seen more of Ben Schwartz than I think you have. And I have seen
Where have you seen him more than I have?
He's on a show I watch a lot.
What is it?
A YouTube show. He's real self.
I know you like him a lot. And I wouldn't mind casting him, but I think he's more of a non-hero role. He's more of...
Okay, but hold on. If me and Uncle Phil outvote
okay,
you...
Okay, but we haven't said ours yet.
Okay, let's
okay.
see your yours.
Phil.
I don't even know if you guys know his real name. I'm just going to say his real name first and see if you guys know him. Alden Ehrenreich.
No idea who it is.
You don't know who that is?
No.
Alden Ehrenreich played a young Han Solo.
Oh,
in
get
the movie,
the fuck
so
out of here! All right, Vito.
He wasn't great.
Listen,
he was okay.
The movie that he kind of broke out in was called what was it called? Hail Caesar, I think. Mm-hmm. It was a Coen Brothers movie. He had a little part in it, and he was freaking fantastic in it. He was so good that I was actually excited about him playing Han Solo. Obviously, the movie didn't pan out as good. He didn't do any kind of Harrison Ford. But if you give Solo a chance,
listen, there's how many billion people in the world?
A lot, I think.
You can't find somebody who looks more like Harrison Ford.
No, I agree with you on that.
Sounds like him.
I agree with you on that. And a lot of critics will tell you this: if you get past the part of him not sounding or looking like Harrison Ford, he does a very good job of playing a Han Solo.
Okay.
So I think he would be. I originally had him as Star Lord.
Can I give you my Ant-Man?
Yeah.
Okay, Glenn Howerton.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Absolutely yes. Think of him the Paul Rudd. Think of him like at the thing saying, "Can you come take this idiot's order?" Think of all of that.
Listen,
Ant-Man.
I like it.
It's better than Ben Schwartz.
Can he play a nice enough guy?
Yes, he can.
He is not better than Ben Schwartz.
Ben Schwartz is not serious enough. So it comes down to Glenn Howerton versus Ben Schwartz, Phil. Come on.
See, Ben Schwartz, I think, plays the nicer, you know, mischievous.
But Glenn Howerton can do it.
But Ben Schwartz is also mischievous, too.
Oh, my God. I'm torn. I'm really torn.
Glenn Howerton is...
Come on, dude.
I was like, okay, do I want Glenn Howerton for Star-Lord? And then when I said Ant-Man, we saw Ant-Man. I'm like, wait a minute. Glenn Howerton would be a perfect Ant-Man.
Where else? Listen, I think Glenn Howerton could be more roles than just Ant-Man. I think Ben Schwartz is this, or he's a very side character.
I can't get on board with Ben Schwartz as Ant-Man, guys. Come on.
He played a villain in Nicolas Cage's Dracula movie, right? Did you see that?
Can't we give him Louis? Put him in there as his sidekick that he went to prison with, and then that will be happy. He'll be good. He'll be able to do his thing where he's like, "Hey," and I went and I saw the girl, and she's like,
"Let him."
Ooh, I know what this is.
Listen,
word we'll come
is
back.
Final.
We'll come back to
we'll
you.
Let you think about it, and we'll come back.
And if you pick Ben Schwartz, I quit the show.
I don't think you guys are giving Alden the Ehrenreich
enough times. No, he's not even a chance.
I want to hear what the viewers at home have to say.
Give me some comments. The viewers, if it's a vote, if it's 2-1.
Right.
Jaden and I are not going to vote for Alden.
I know it. So I will decide between Ben Schwartz and Glenn Howerton.
It's not even a freaking choice.
It's harder than you think. So you're not giving Ben Schwartz enough credit.
We only have a few left. It's Jaden's turn to tell us who we're doing.
Okay. Peggy Carter.
Okay, Peggy Carter. Let me go first. I'm going to say Daisy Ridley.
She could be a very good, yeah, absolutely. She's a Jedi, you know, so she's done some fight scenes. She's done some fight choreography. She's a very likable person.
Very British.
Yeah, I'm very much on board with her.
Do you want me to go or do you want you to go?
Go ahead.
I would like to cast Game of Thrones' very own Emilia Clarke.
She's already in the MCU.
Oh,
she's on that show. She's in...
Which show, though?
The newest one.
What's the newest one?
I don't remember what it's called.
That stupid Secret Wars?
Yeah, she was in Secret Invasion. I don't think a lot of people liked it. I don't think it was well received, but she was...
Damn, because she's in perfect.
It. She's there. Yeah, she would be a good Peggy Carter. I agree. But she does not fit the rules because she's already in the MCU. So
come up with somebody
while else. He's coming up with someone else, I can say that this is where I used Emily Blunt.
I think that's pretty good. Emily Blunt would be pretty good. Not as good as Emilia Clarke, though.
No. I agree, but Emilia Clarke would be perfect. I mean, she's played some badass characters. She's played Sarah Connor. She's played, Kira.
Yeah, but
and Solo.
I don't think we're worried about Peggy Clark being a badass. We're more worried about how she is in Captain America, the first Avenger.
She's right. Well, really she's tough. That. She's a soldier, you know. So yeah. I mean, a strong leader. Emilia Clarke has played a leadership
role. All
right,
so Mick's got to come up with somebody else for that because me and him both didn't realize.
You know who I was thinking about who would be good? She might be a little too old now. But who is the girl that you love so much from Doctor Who? David Tennant. Not David Tennant. The first guy. The guy before. Oh. Yeah, Piper.
Billy Piper.
She could be good.
Yeah, she looks like her.
Yeah. She could be a very good.
Not as good as Daisy Ridley or Emily Blunt, though.
Probably not, but she's the first person that came to mind.
I guess I have mine.
Okay, let's hear it. Speak
Winslet?
Into the microphone.
Kate Winslet?
Kate Winslet's good.
That is a very good pick.
Kate Winslet's a good one.
I agree, Kate Winslet.
Wow.
Man, this one's tough.
This one is?
Yeah.
Who is yours?
I like Daisy Ridley.
Daisy Ridley.
I mostly like Daisy Ridley because I like Emily Blunt. Well, I liked Emily Blunt for Peggy, who did I like Emily Blunt for? Oh, Pepper Potts, but that's Jennifer Aniston, so it could be Emily Blunt. So,
I think I like Emily Blunt the best.
I think I like Daisy Ridley in more of like a superhero role.
Okay.
Less of a leadership role and more of like a soldier.
More of like an action.
Yeah.
Action role rather than
There's not very many of those. Like you want her to blew up.
Yeah.
Be
Nebula or Gamora.
Yeah. There you go. Yeah.
All right, so Emily Blunt or I like Kate Winslet. I think Emily Blunt could play like
I think
Maria Hill or
Emily Blunt, Kate Winslet or Billy Piper I think would fit perfectly.
My vote's Kate Winslet.
All right, I can get on board with Kate Winslet.
I think we can use Emily Blunt someplace bigger.
Yeah, I think we can use Emily Blunt someplace bigger.
Okay.
So we don't got many left. Jane Foster. To me, Jane Foster. Listen, you guys might not want to count her, but to me, Jane Foster is, if it's not Natalie Portman, it's Emma Stone.
That's a good one.
Emma Stone is a good one. Perfect.
But again, do we count her?
She's not been in the MCU.
I mean, her Andrew Garfield was.
I know, but she wasn't.
Her Spider-Man was.
She wasn't, though.
Okay. Jaden, do you have a...
Yes, Jane Foster? I have another Emma Watson as Jane Foster.
Okay. That's not bad.
Because
I
think she... That's a pretty good one, too. Because when she's in Harry Potter, she plays the, like, smart, sophisticated...
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. Emma Watson's a good one. Okay, Phil's is something stupid. Phil picked.
She's not stupid,
Molly Shannon.
But she's cute as a button. She's smart. She's well organized. The main character she's known for. But at the same time, she's like really smitten. Like, ooh, she would be over Thor.
Zoe Deschanel?
No, Melissa Fumero.
Okay,
Amy Santiago from Brooklyn Nine-Nine.
I could see it.
See it too, but not better than Emma Stone.
Or Emma Watson.
No.
I like her. I like having her as an option for characters, though. Like, maybe not a superhero, maybe more like a side character.
Yeah. Okay. What? So who are we going with? Well, I strongly want to push you guys to Emma Stone.
Melissa Fumero's done fight scenes in Brooklyn Nine-Nine.
Yeah.
Because you got to remember that Jane Foster eventually becomes Lady Thor.
Right.
Well, and they can train up.
Yeah.
Emma Stone or Emma Watson?
Is it? I don't know. I can get on board with Emma Stone.
I mean, you're going to have people say, well, she's in the MCU, but or she's in the MCU, but they don't set the rules. We do.
No, we set the rules. She is referenced in the MCU.
And if people yell at us, good. If people are like fighting with us about it, that's what we want.
Yeah. Listen,
Emma Stone.
It's too hard to pick either Emma.
Emma Stone's better.
They're both good. I think
Emma Stone's better.
She's a better actress.
Yeah. Okay, let's go Emma Stone.
Okay. And we only have one left.
Who did we decide was Captain Marvel?
Blake Lively? We didn't decide.
I like Blake Lively. Who was yours again?
Margot Robbie.
Yeah, Margot.
No, mine was Margot Robbie.
Oh.
Mine was Charlize Theron, but I was wrong.
Oh, because she's in the MCU.
So you didn't come up with another one? I thought you did.
No, I never did.
Okay. So I think right now Blake Lively. I think I like Blake Lively better than Margot Robbie.
Oh, no. Yes, I did. No, I didn't.
Okay.
So no, Blake Lively. Yes, I did.
Oh, my God.
Yes, I did, but we put her as Scarlet Witch.
Who?
Anya Taylor-Joy.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, she's good Scarlet Witch.
I like
Witch.
Her the best, but
I like her as Scarlet Witch
a lot. Oh, Scarlet Witch. Yeah, 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 yeah.
Black Panther is... Mick, Enko...
Nkutigatwa.
Scarlet Witch, we have Anya Taylor-Joy. Peggy Carter, we have...
Kate Winslet.
Pepper Potts, we have Jennifer Aniston. We haven't decided on Star-Lord, and we haven't decided on Ant-Man. Jane Foster is Emma Stone. And finally, Doctor Strange. My vote for Doctor Strange is... I hope you guys have other ones so we can discuss.
I do.
Mine is Keanu Reeves.
I don't. I think Keanu Reeves, especially now that he has the beard and everything, I think he would be a fantastic Doctor Strange.
I found us. I do like Keanu Reeves, and I'm perfectly happy if you guys disagree with me. But I think... Johnny Depp would be great.
Yeah. I fucking hate Johnny Depp.
I think Johnny Depp wouldn't be bad either, but I'm not as good as Keanu Reeves.
I think Johnny Depp's better.
Than Keanu Reeves?
No, I'm sorry. Keanu Reeves is way better than
I think Keanu Reeves is better, but I would use Johnny Depp somewhere else. I think he really gets into his character.
And
I don't
want to get political or anything, but after his trial, he's like America's sweetheart again.
Yeah, well... I don't know that he was necessarily the good guy in that situation. Yeah.
Maybe we cut.
Usually the men aren't.
Well, wasn't Amber Heard like taking shits on his pillow or something?
Okay, so here we go.
She was proven in court to
listen,
be abusing him.
Guys, what we have to decide is, Phil has to decide, Ant-Man, Ben Schwartz, or Glenn Howerton, keeping in mind that the guys from Sunny are going to watch us.
Ben Schwartz is also going to watch us.
Okay, well,
yeah, but I like Glenn Howerton better than Ben Schwartz.
But who's better as Ant-Man? Listen, if you put Ben Schwartz as Ant-Man, you're delegitimizing the movie a little bit.
No, you're not.
Until Ben Schwartz gets a little bit more of a reputation as not just Mr. Goofball.
He's not just Mr. Foofball. He's also Sonic. He has
Foofball?
He has had serious moments.
Sonic is serious, dude?
There are serious moments in Sonic.
He's serious. He's serious. He does the sound effects for the robot in Star Wars, and he's Sonic.
I mean, there's got to be better picks than both of those two.
No way.
No, there's not. Ben Schwartz is the number one choice.
I don't know why you don't think Glenn Howerton is one of the best actors there is. The dude is super talented.
I agree, but I mean, he's a little old. I mean, I guess
Paul Rudd is like 10 years older than him.
Paul Rudd was pretty old.
We can put Glenn Howerton into a different role. We can put him into a better role.
There's no other. Ant-Man's a good role.
The Grandmaster.
You think that's a better role than Ant-Man? Ant-Man has three of his own movies, and he's in the Avengers movies.
No, I mean, I think we can find a better role that fits
Glenn Howerton.
Glenn Howerton would be a great Grandmaster.
He would.
He would be great.
Get out of here. What is the matter with you? Get out of here. You are not worthy. You are not worthy, Lightning Fingers. Be gone from me.
That's great.
Come on, he'd be good as Ant-Man.
He would be very good.
Just think of him in Ant-Man when Ant-Man's like being like funny and stuff. Like, oh yeah, I know you too.
But think about Ben Schwartz when Ant-Man's being funny and stuff.
I mean, if I have to pick between those two, I guess I got to go Glenn Howerton. I'm sorry. Ben Schwartz, I just don't think he can carry a movie enough yet.
Yeah, me neither.
He already has.
I love his character on Parks and Rec. I mean, I guess he did a good job in as Sonic. I barely remember his character in Renfield, though.
He was good enough with Sonic to where not only did they make one movie, they decided to make a sequel, and they're making a sequel.
You think that was because of him?
But again, just voice acting, though.
But he is an actor.
I understand that.
Listen, we can keep... Listen.
Listen.
For now, he could be a backup. He could be like one of the friends.
I'll give in, but I'm going to keep pushing him where I think he should be.
Okay.
He's definitely a good choice. It's definitely a good idea.
Maybe.
But I think if I have to go with one of the two...
Listen, what about Star-Lord? Where did we end up on that? I said Daniel Radcliffe.
That's where we ended up.
What did you say?
I agreed with you, Daniel Radcliffe.
And who did you say, Phil?
I said either Glenn Howerton or Rob McElhenney.
We can't do two sunny guys. And I, even though Glenn Howerton...
Would you rather have Glenn Howerton as Ant-Man or Star-Lord?
See, I think he'd be better as Ant-Man.
Star-Lord's
more of a dick. Ant-Man's like a super nice guy.
I don't know that Ant-Man is a super nice guy. Paul Rudd is a super nice guy. I don't know that.
Ant-Man did some Scott desperate Lang things to take care of his daughter. He loves his daughter. And he wants to.
I feel like you're all you're picturing is Glenn Howerton as Dennis.
No, you're right.
And he can act.
Yeah. I haven't seen him enough different things. I saw him as like a weird, kooky, like douchey.
Yeah. See, he's
workout guy.
He's typecasting Glenn Howerton, and you're typecasting Ben Schwartz.
Listen, Glenn Howerton is a better actor than Ben Schwartz. Ben Schwartz is a comedian.
I absolutely agree.
Ben Schwartz is a comedian. Glenn Howerton is an actor who's funny. And Glenn Howerton, and I mean, you take Ant-Man in a certain way away from the Paul Rudd. If he's a little bit like a nicer Jack Griffin, like Jack Griffin in his nice moments.
I think he's better as Star-Lord. I'm willing to put him as Ant-Man if that's what we decide.
I don't love him as Star-Lord.
I think Glenn Howerton would be best as a villain.
Are you kidding me, dude?
I think he's better as Ant-Man than Star-Lord.
I mean, wasn't he a finalist for Star-Lord?
Yeah, who cares?
Well, that means that professional people.
All right, then let's.
People who put movies together.
Then I got our Captain America, because he was almost Captain America, and I think he's good, but I don't want to use him. Ryan Felipe.
He could be a good Captain
America.
That's
our Captain America, because he was in the running. Wait, how about John Krasinski?
No.
John Krasinski was almost Captain America. Pick him.
Hold on. I'm given the choice between two people. And first of all, I did pick Glenn Howerton as Ant-Man. But that never mind. I've lost my train of thought.
You'd rather see Daniel Radcliffe as Ant-Man than Glenn Howerton.
No, I don't want to see Daniel Radcliffe as Ant-Man at all.
I mean, Star-Lord.
Actually, I think Daniel Radcliffe would make a better Ant-Man than Star-Lord.
I don't.
I think Daniel Radcliffe, put him in right now.
As Ant-Man?
Yeah, more so than Star-Lord.
I don't know. I kind of agree.
Okay, then flip-flop him.
And then Ant-Man and who is Star-Lord?
Glenn Howerton.
You hate Ben Schwartz.
Ben Schwartz.
I don't hate Ben Schwartz.
You want to give him any side character? Boom, I'll sign it.
Yeah, me too.
I'll sign it on the dotted line. I just don't know yet if he can be a lead superhero dude.
No.
If he was going to be a superhero dude, though, it would be Ant-Man, in my opinion.
Or Star-Lord. Wait a minute. How about him as Star-Lord?
Ben Schwartz? I mean, I guess I could...
He doesn't have to carry the movie as much.
True, because he's got the whole Guardians of the Galaxy with him. And I could... I mean, he's not jacked, if that's important to you.
I don't... It's not. I like that.
But I could see him as, like... another one of those awkward, because he lives in outer space and then he comes back to Earth and he's, you know, like reblending in with his his own people. I could see him playing, you know, that kind of a character.
I could see Ben Schwartz playing the Grandmaster.
I could see that. I could very much see that.
I think Glenn Howerton would be a great villain, though.
Me too.
But we don't have a Star-Lord.
It's too bad that the Grandmaster isn't.
We have gone further off than where we were before.
Okay, so Glenn Howerton is Star-Lord?
That's who I originally put down.
Then
who do we want?
Daniel Radcliffe.
I think Daniel Radcliffe would make a better Ant-Man.
Do we have somebody better for Ant-Man? Who did you guys say for Ant-Man?
I said Alden Ehrenreich.
I don't like him.
I know you don't. That's why I told you were going to hate my pick.
I said Ben Schwartz for Ant-Man.
Oh.
So I say Daniel Radcliffe is the best out of all those, to be honest.
Yeah, but can we come up with somebody else?
I don't know. Probably if we sat down and thought about it. I also like Nicholas Holt.
Who's he?
But again, he played an X-Man. He played the Beast, right? Was it the Beast?
Oh.
Yeah.
He's going to be the new Lex Luthor, and I think he's going to be fantastic.
Do you want to put Jesse Eisenberg as Ant-Man?
No.
No. I love Jesse Eisenberg. I love him. I think he's such a good actor. I love a lot
you
of the movies he's in.
You used to hate him.
No, I love him. I hate him as Lex Luthor. Hate.
So
same thing with Amy Adams. I love Amy Adams, but hate her as Lois Lane.
Okay, well, we got him, right? Then do we have him?
No. Who's Ant-Man?
Daniel Radcliffe.
I wish I would have thought of that sooner. I think he's fucking great for Ant-Man.
Yeah, I think he's more goofy.
And after seeing him play Weird Al, I see him playing Ant-Man.
Yeah.
Okay. Well,
I like it.
So we got Doctor Strange. Did we settle on Keanu Reeves?
Yes.
Okay.
But people were trying to fan cast Daniel Radcliffe as Wolverine.
No.
Yeah, I mean,
fuck no. Terrible.
Jane Foster, Emma Stone.
Yep.
Star-Lord, Glenn Howerton. Ant-Man, Daniel Radcliffe. I had the two flipped.
Yeah, I think Daniel Radcliffe would be a great Ant-Man.
Pepper Potts, Jennifer Aniston.
Yeah, I think one of our three choices, but Jennifer Aniston's the best, I think.
Peggy Carter. Did we end up with a... Kate Winslet.
Okay.
Scarlet Witch, Anna Taylor...
Joy.
Anna Taylor-Joy.
And Anya.
Anya Taylor-Joy. Black Panther.
And Kuchi Gatwa.
And Captain Marvel. Blake Lively. I think that's really good.
That one, none of mine were picked.
I think we have a good cast.
Except for Glenn Howerton, but I settled on Glenn Howerton just because I knew he was in the running at one point.
But he'd be good at it.
I think so, too.
All right, so that's pretty good. Do you guys have any other ones that you just could think that you thought of that you're just throwing out there?
No, we kind of threw all this together pretty quickly, I'm not going to lie. So I think without diving too deep into it, we did a pretty good job.
Yeah. Yeah,
and sometimes it's just a matter of being reminded that these people are out here. Like I totally forgot about Daniel Radcliffe. Mm-hmm. He's amazing for Ant-Man.
So we have Daniel Radcliffe. We talked about Emma Watson. Where are we going to get Rupert Grint?
Emma Watson didn't make it, but she was good. She's a good choice. Was a good choice for Peggy Carter. Who do we end up with? Peggy? Oh, Blake Lively.
No, Kate Winslet. Peggy Carter.
Okay. I think all three of our picks.
Emily Blunt, no, Kate Emma Watson was Jane Foster.
Well, yeah,
potential.
Because I think she would be a better Jane Foster.
Oh yeah, for sure,
Carter.
For sure. She would have
for sure.
If not for Emma Stone, I think Emma Watson would have been. We could definitely put her there, as long as she doesn't have to sing. I'm sorry, Emma. I love you. I love you.
Yeah, there's no auto tune for acting. Is there? Oh boy.
Ben Schwartz. All right. Ben Schwartz, I'll find you justice.
Well, I mean, what are you going to put him as, Spider-Man?
No, I'm not going to put him as Spider-Man.
Listen, how about Ned?
He's too old. Ben Schwartz might not be the worst Spider-Man in the world. But again, you'd have to go back to his younger days.
He looks just like Andrew Garfield.
He looks a lot like Andrew Garfield.
If they decided to like start Spider-Man like they did in the video games where he's older and out of high school, I think maybe Ben Schwartz had a shot. But as is, if we're just going like Homecoming, no, he's not Spider-Man.
See, I would want Ben Schwartz. I don't want him to be John Ralphio, but I want him to be almost. I want him to be able to have some John Ralphio moments. Mm-hmm. So I would want him to play a character that could have some of those moments.
I think the Grandmaster is a good spot for him.
For Glenn Howerton?
No, for Ben Schwartz.
I don't know.
I actually like him as like Ant-Man sidekick, like Luis. Remember, you know?
Yeah.
Like, oh, man, this girl, she's so hot, but she told me about this friend, and you know what I mean? And that could be a good Ben Schwartz, you know?
Yeah. Well, I can see.
Hold on. This is going to go with me a minute here, okay? Make Ben Schwartz Happy Hogan.
He's supposed to be a bodyguard, right?
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know about that one.
We need a tough guy.
But I mean, like, the sweet kindness of him and how he's kind of like...
We can find Ben Schwartz a place. Okay, everybody, listen up.
You need a gentle giant.
Listen up. We need a place for Ben Schwartz. Tell us where. Tell us where we can cast Ben Schwartz. We need Ben Schwartz somewhere, and we need a Spider-Man. Give us your Spider-Man idea.
We still need a Captain America, too. We haven't decided on Captain America.
Okay, yeah.
No, don't put Ben Schwartz as Captain
America. No, Ben Schwartz not, no, or no, Spider-Man. No. It's not, you're not going to solve both of them at once in this scenario. I think that's it, right?
Yeah.
We done
talking? Yeah.
This has been Respect the Pick.
Never mind. What? Continue.
This has been Respect the Pick, guys, and the Marvel recast. I hope somebody watches it.
People Episode 2 of Marvel recast. We've already cast the main guys. Mm-hmm. Six OG Avengers, plus Loki. Nick Fury and
Loki. So we need a Spider-Man. We need an MJ. We need Captain America. We need a couple other guys.
I'm just gonna cast me as Captain America. Me, I'm Captain America.
Are you gonna get some serum first, at least?
Yeah, man.
Super soldier. Yeah,
you're Captain America before the serum.
Maybe we need Nebula and Gamora. We could finish the
How about some villains?
We could finish the Guardians of the Galaxy.
Like Thanos. I think Thanos could be fun to recast.
I have an idea for Ultron.
Okay, hold on to that. Put it in your pocket.
I want to tell him so bad.
Wow. We can tease it.
Go ahead. Tell him right now. And go. He's got it.